Blog Talk Radio.
Almighty fortress is our God, the bulwark never failing. Our helper, he amid the flood of mortal ills prevailing. For still our ancient foe seek to work us woe. His craft and power are great, and armed with cruel hate, on earth is not his equal. Did we in our own strength confide, our striving would be man on our side, the man of God's own choosing. Dost ask who that may be? Christ Jesus, it is he. For Sabaoth his name, from age to age the same, and he must win the for God hath willed his truth to triumph through us. The prince of darkness grim, we tremble not for him. His rage we can endure, for lo, his doom is sure. One little word shall fail.
Good evening, saints, and welcome to another broadcast of Contending for the Faith with yours truly. You know who I am. I'm your brother in Christ, and I am your humble servant in the Lord, and you know me as Radio Reformer. Well, I'm glad you tuned in. Tonight we're dealing with part 10 in this series of how a fool preacher has joined the Joint College of African American Donkey Bishops. That's right, a full preacher. The preacher's name is Lafayette Scales, yet he is one of many hundreds. He's just one of many hundreds who has joined the Joint College of African American Pentecostal Bishops. So, we've done 9 shows. Let me remind everyone that last week I did shows number 7 and 8, which Blog Talk Radio failed to post. And many of you did not listen to program number 7 and 8. And let me encourage you to do so. For much effort, I can tell you, dear saints of God, that much effort on my part goes into preparing and producing these broadcasts. So please do not overlook broadcast number 7 and broadcast number 8, which were done last week, but for whatever reason, Block Talk Radio gave me a lame excuse that they were backlogged. I don't know how they can be backlogged because they're supposed to do them immediately after the show is done. But that being the case, I, having done the shows, Block Talk Radio didn't post them, and you all didn't listen to them. So please go back and listen to broadcast number 7 and 8 because they are extremely important, because I am forensically breaking down this audio tape. It's a 15-minute audio which shows how J. Delano Ellis is leading this preacher, this fool preacher, this ignorant preacher by the name of Lafayette Scales, who I called lobotomized scale because his brain has been taken out. You have to be brainless if you're going to join J. Delano Ellis' Joint College of Bishops. You have to be, listen, you have to be super stupid. And please don't show me your degrees. Please don't show me your transcript. That means nothing to me if you have allowed J. Delano Ellis to con you. Degrees don't matter. Certificates don't matter. Titles don't matter if you have allowed J. Delano Ellis to con you, to trick you, to hoodwink you to join the Joint College of African American Pagan Bishops. They're pagans. They're apostate bishops. Well, as you know, we're going to go to the tape shortly. And as we go to the tape shortly, let me just remind everyone that, yes, I am offering you 2 free ebooks. One is entitled Jackass Church Bishops. It is one in a series of 22 books that I want to make available to you. One in a series of 22, Jackass Church Bishops. It is a book that's 15 chapters long, not including the introduction. Not including the introduction. It is 15 chapters long, over 240 pages, over 260 footnotes in the book, because I document everything I say. I'm not just talking to talk. I can prove what I'm saying. When I call a bishop a jackass fool, I have reason to do so, and I back it up. And when you read the book, you're going to say, you know what? Our dear brother is absolutely correct in calling them jackasses, because he's given us the evidence. He's given us the proof that they are what he claims they are. Also, I have a book on Jensen Franklin. That book is part of a trilogy. I'm also giving the trilogy away, as well as I'm giving the 22 books away. The thing is, I want to give the books out in order. And you can get the Jensen Franklin book, which is entitled Spirit of Python Dunce, showing how Jensen Franklin's idiotic interpretation of Acts 16:16 proves he's a biblical moron. You can get that book. It's 8 chapters long. That doesn't include the introduction, the open letter, and the conclusion. That book is about 140 pages long, about 160 footnotes. You can get both books by emailing me at freechurchbooks@gmail.com, freechurchbooks@gmail.com. Also, let me say that bishops are sending their church leaders and their church members to request the book for me. Now, I know that they're requesting it for their bishop. I know that. I'm not stupid. I know what the bishops are doing. The bishops don't want me to know that they're requesting the book, but I know that they're requesting it because their members will only do what the bishops tell them to do. the bishop's leaders will only do what the bishops tell them to do because the leaders are zombies. That's what they are. They're zombies. 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 Okay. So, for those of you who are getting the book for your bishop, just let your bishop know that I know that he's requesting the book or she's requesting the book, and you're not going to get volume 2 because we've had some slick people say to me, can you please send us volume 2? Because when you read volume 1, there comes a point in the book where I say, you can now request volume 2 in this series. I have the second book. All 22 books are already written, and I want to give them out. But what happens is people request the first book. I send it to them. Then an hour later, they're requesting the second book, and I'm saying, no, 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 no. Read the first book and give me a book review and tell me what you think. Then you can get the second book. Because what these bishops want to do is they want to read all the books so they'll know how to debate me. Well, you can read them all. You can read all the books, and you won't be able to defeat me in a debate because my evidence and my arguments are ironclad. So when you read Jackass Church Bishops and you request volume 2, send me a little review. Say, okay, this is what I thought about the book, and make it a paragraph long. Don't give me one sentence. That's not going to cut it. These sissified bishops who can't ask me for the book themselves because they're chickens and yellow bellies are sending their church leaders and their members to ask me for the books. No way. No way. No way. No way. No way. No way. All right. Now, we want to go to the audio. We've already talked about the ring. We've already talked about the ring. We've talked about the gold chain. We've talked about vestments. My brothers and sisters, this is broadcast number 10. We've been breaking this baby down. I've been showing you how Jay Delano Ellis is leading this fool preacher to his own damnation. Now, here Jay Delano Ellis is going to talk about the ring, and I want you to listen to what he has to say about the ring because there's something that he does to the ring. There's something that he does to the ring that we want to cover in today's broadcast. Now, we've already talked about what the significance of the ring is, what is the significance of the gem in the ring, the color of the gem, what does it represent? We've already covered all that. Today I want to talk about what does it mean to kiss the ring? What does that mean? I want to break that down for you. Because, again, it's a forensic analysis. Listen, we're breaking down all of the evidence. All of the evidence. So here it is.
This was also made from the gold that the people gave. That's his ring with the amethyst, the stone of the bishop. And this is the symbol that represents his collegiality with all of us.
Yes.
We're all in one club together. That's why we shouldn't double cross each other. We're a fraternity. We are the fraternal order of the holy. And we're loyal to Christ and to each other. That's why you don't take members from folks from bishops' churches without finding out why they left the last church. They're jumping around, switching churches. Beating the tip, you better put that on. Oh, you got it. All right. And that's last. This ring is replica He is the husband to Saint Teresa, and he gives her his ring symbol. Mother, here's your box.
Now, we covered all of this. We covered all of this. And in order to catch up, listen to broadcast 7 and 8, which Block Talk Radio failed miserably to post last week, and yesterday's broadcast number 9. Now, we're going to pick it up, because now Jay Delano Ellis is going to salute the bishop. And he says, this is how we salute the bishop. And I'll describe what Jay Delano Ellis is doing when he salutes the bishop.
Congratulations and welcome to the fraternity of bishops. We ask you to join us. We salute your ring.
Now, did you hear that little pop there? Jay Delano Ellis goes down and grabs the guy's hand, Lafayette scales, and kisses his ring, and he says, we salute the ring. We salute the ring. Now, I want you to listen to that again. Listen to that again.
Congratulations. And welcome to the fraternity of bishops. We ask you to join us. We salute your ring of bishops. We ask you to join us. We salute your ring. We ask you to join us. We salute your ring. Ask you to join us. We salute your ring.
Now that's idolatry. That's idolatry. Remember, the Joint College of Bishops is a fraternity. It's an association. It's a club. A club of lords. L-O-R-D-S's. Lords. Remember that. We covered that already. They're lords. Lords. In Hebrew, Baal, B-A-A-L, is also Lord. Baal, a Lord. And I want you to see that, I'll give you two scriptures. I don't want to, this is so easy to prove. So easy to prove. But in 1 Kings 19, it says, God speaking to a depressed Elijah. Elijah the prophet is depressed after his great victory at Mount Carmel. The prophet is depressed. He thinks all is lost, and God is speaking to him, and God says to him, Elijah, this is 1 Kings 19, verse 18. Elijah, I have reserved 7,000 in Israel. I have reserved unto myself. I have an elect group. I set aside some people for myself. 7,000 in Israel. All whose knees have not bowed down to Baal. Lord. That's the Hebrew word. One of the Hebrew words for Lord. It's a religious word for Lord. Who have not bowed down to Baal and whose mouth have not kissed him. 1 Kings 19:18. Now, I've been showing you forensically. We've been going through all of this, and as you can see, we're in program number 10. You can't give me a scripture where Jesus, after ordaining his disciples took their hand and kissed their ring. For one, Jesus never gave them a ring. He never gave them a ring. Number two, Jesus never kissed their hand. Now, there's a way of saluting. People saluted themselves in biblical times, and it was called the holy kiss. A holy kiss, a kiss of friendship. But I kiss you on your cheek, you kiss me on my cheek. You didn't kiss hands. To kiss hands is to worship. To kiss cheeks is salutation. It's to say hello. It's to say welcome into my home, or thank you for receiving me into your home. It's a way of people greeting each other. But when you kiss someone's hand, when you bow, because you have to bow to kiss someone's hand, it's a sign of reverence. It's a sign of worship. And God says, listen to me, Elijah, don't be discouraged. All is not lost. In other words, the black church has not been completely wiped out. I have 7,000. I have 7,000, which I have reserved unto myself, who are not bowing down to the bishops or the lords or the Baals. They're not bowing to the Baals. I have 7, and who have not kissed the Baal. Now, my brothers and sisters, in the black community, in all your years of being a black person, in the church, when did you ever see when Dr. King was in the throes of the civil rights movement, whenever Dr. King entered into a church, did anyone walk up to him and kiss his ring? No. That's unheard of in the black church. It's unheard of. We've never seen that before. We've never seen that, my brothers and sisters. No one stooped in front of Rosa Parks. No one kissed her ring. No one kissed her hand. None of the great ministers of the civil rights movement, when they would come into a room, no one would kiss their ring. No one would salute their ring. My brothers and sisters, this is foreign to African American people. We know nothing of this. Nothing. Nothing. But J. Delano Ellis has introduced this into the black church, and it comes from Rome. We can even see this in pop culture. In the movie The Godfather, the Godfather is Italian. Is he not? Is not the Godfather? Is the Godfather black? No, he's not black. The Godfather is Italian. Or as they say in Brooklyn, Italian. When you watch Marlon Brando operating and working out his role before the silver screen as the Godfather, and people approach him, they kiss his ring. They bow and they kiss his ring. And not to do that to the Godfather is to sign your death warrant. At the end of the movie, when his son Michael takes over, when Michael becomes the Godfather, you see in the last scene of the movie that the door is being closed. And as the door is being closed, you see people walking up to Michael Corleone, who is the new Godfather, and people are bowing to kiss his ring. This comes from pagan Rome. Pagan Rome. And J. Delano Ellis has brought this mess into the black church. Let me give you another scripture. In the prophet Hosea, the minor prophet, in chapter 13 of Hosea, the prophet Hosea is blasting the Israelites. He says to them, it is said of these people, they offer human sacrifices. They kiss calf idols. That's a portion of Hosea chapter 13, verse 2. It is said of these people, they offer human sacrifices. They kiss calf idols. This is why I wrote the second book, Nehushtan, Church Bishops, because I want to show you that the bishops in the church today are like the Nehushtan that King Hezekiah had to destroy. Remember the Nehushtan? Remember how God instructed Moses to make a brazen serpent, and how that brazen serpent was a type of Christ? For Jesus said, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so shall the Son of Man be lifted up. But in the days of King Hezekiah, apostate Israelites found the brazen serpent tucked away in the temple, and they took it out of the temple and began to worship and burn incense and began to kiss the brazen serpent. Therefore, the righteous King Hezekiah took the brazen serpent and smashed it to smithereens. And he called it Nehushtan, because the people began to worship a piece of brass. Just like today in the church, people in the church are worshiping just mere flesh. These bishops are nothing but flesh. Decaying flesh. Dying flesh. Jay Delano Ellis right now as we speak is laid up somewhere because he just suffered a stroke. He can't move, half of his body paralyzed. These men are not gods. They're not to be worshipped. They're not to be saluted. You don't salute paganism. You don't honor paganism. We are reminded, and let me read to you in Psalm 2. Let me read to you Psalm 2, which happens to be a messianic psalm that talks about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We are encouraged in Psalm 2 to do this. If you're going to kiss anything, or if you're going to kiss anyone, make sure it's Jesus. And don't give him the Judas kiss. Don't give him the kiss of betrayal. It says in Psalm 2, verse 12, God speaking, kiss his son. Who are we to kiss? Messiah. Who are we to kiss? The Christ. Who are we to kiss? Jesus. Kiss his son, or he will be angry with you. Who's speaking here? Who's it referring to? Who's going to be angry with us? God the Father is going to be angry with us if you fail to kiss the Son. Yet Jay Delano Ellis is encouraging you to kiss a piece of metal, to kiss a piece of gold that represents, as you remember we did yesterday in broadcast number 9, the ring represents collegiality. You are kissing the organization. You are worshiping the organization. You are worshiping the fraternity. You are worshiping this pagan club. That's why Jay Delano Ellis wants you to kiss the ring, yet God would have you to kiss his son. That's what's called worship, the Greek word for worship, proskuneo. Pros means to draw near, and kuneo, to kiss. We draw near to Jesus and we kiss him. That's what we do on Sunday mornings when we lift up our hands and we close our eyes and we lift up our hearts to the Lord and we worship in song. And we worship in praise. We are proskuneo. We are kissing Jesus. Kiss the Son. Let he be less. God the Father be angry with you and destroy you. But Jay Delano Ellis wants you to kiss a ring. That's what he wants you to do. Now, in case you don't believe me, because all you're hearing here is a little pop on the mic. Let me play it for you again. It's a little pop on the mic, and he says, "We salute your ring." Listen to this.
To the fraternity of bishops. We ask you to join us. We salute your ring.
We salute your ring. Well, what does it mean? Okay. On page 55 of his asinine book, or let me rephrase that. page 55, and his asinine pamphlet, because it's not a book. This is a little pamphlet. It says, he writes here about grooming standards. He goes on to say on page 55, he says, grooming standards are vital if we are to maintain credibility among our people and in the world community. Grooming standards are vital. I don't think John the Baptist was into grooming standards. Jesus never said a word about grooming standards. The apostles, Paul, in writing to Timothy and Titus, never talked about grooming standards. Never. They talked about standards for holy living. That's what they talked about. Standards for holy living. Standards for preaching the truth. Standards for rejecting fables and myths. Standards for rejecting doctrines of demons. But there were never any standards for grooming. Yet J. Delano Ellis writes, grooming standards are vital if we are to maintain credibility among our people and in the world community. It is required that we wear our hair well cut and groomed at all times. Wow, I wonder if John the Baptist went to get a haircut before they cut off his head. I wonder if John the Baptist said, can I go get a haircut because I need to maintain my credibility in the world community when I stand before the Axeman today when he chops off my head? I don't think John the Baptist was concerned about getting a haircut or maintaining grooming standards to impress the ungodly. I doubt that. But that's what this knucklehead says. He goes on to say, facial hair must be kept extremely well trimmed and always in proper and tasteful lengths. I don't think Jesus was concerned with the length of his facial hair. I don't think Jeremiah or Isaiah was. I don't think Paul was. He goes on to say, manicures are encouraged. And since it is with our hands that we impart blessings, we encourage our bishops and clergy alike to take special care to attend to this matter. In the case of bishops, we would remind that people venerate. What do people do? He says, I would like to remind you that people venerate. What do they venerate? Are they venerating Jesus? Are they worse? No, 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 no. He says, we would remind that people venerate our office by kissing our episcopal ring or our right hand. People venerate. All right. What does it mean to venerate? Let me look it up. Let me go to the Oxford Thesaurus. Venerate, venerate. What does it mean to venerate? All right, let's see. Let's see what it means. Venerate. Let's see what it means. Venerate, 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 venerate. Okay. Venerate. When you venerate, you worship. When you venerate, you idolize. That's what it says here. When you venerate, you worship. So he says, we remind that people worship our office by kissing our episcopal ring or our right hand. I mean, if you were to substitute the word venerate, you could insert worship. The Oxford Thesaurus, since Mr. J. Delano Ellis claims, that's what his website says. It says that he studied in England, so I don't think he would be bothered if I used the Oxford Dictionary, the greatest dictionary the English people have ever produced. The Oxford Dictionary says, the thesaurus says, that if you venerate, to venerate is to worship. To worship. So he says, we will remind the people that people worship our office by kissing our episcopal ring or our right hand. This is idolatry. Yet this clown, this buffoon, would have people kiss the bishop's ring like the people in Israel kiss Baal, kiss the Lord. Okay. Now, got another audio. Let me pull it up for you. I got to go to Google for this one. They hid this audio. This audio was out there, but now you got to look for it because they hid it. Because that's what they do every time I do these shows, and they hear about me doing these shows. They hide the stuff that I use. All right, so here we go. Jay Delano Ellis consecrates Lee Alexander. All right, let's see if this pops up. Here we go. Okay, where is this? Okay, where is it? Where is it? Come on. Now I gotta look for this thing. Where is this audio now? Now, it's important that I play these audios because Jay Delano Ellis says a lot of things in these audios. Says a lot of things. And I want you to hear what he says. I want you to see that it comes out of his own mouth. His own mouth. His own mouth. Okay. Consecrates. Let's see if this will work. Bishop. All right, let's see if that. No, that's not showing up because they hide all this stuff from me. All right, here we go. Okay, let me do it. Let me go here. I'll find it, and you're going to be blessed when we play it. You're going to be blessed. Okay, let's try this. Jay Delano Ellis. Consecrates Bishop Lee Alexander. Here we go. And I found it. Lee Alexander Scott, to be more specific. Lee Alexander Scott. Okay. Now, let me wait for the commercial to go by, and once the commercial is done, then we will, it's a 10-minute commercial that's embedded in this YouTube video. Okay. All righty. Okay, now let me take it to the 9-minute mark. Let me take it to the 9-minute mark. This is a short, okay. Now let's listen to this.
And now the word of God, your only rule, your only authority. My dear, this Bible belonged to your father's father, your grandfather, from generation to generation. And the two young men on either side, they are his sons. These are his armor bearers. I give you the shepherd's staff in your left hand. In your left hand. The only thing you hold in your right hand is the word of God, but you keep your right hand free to bless and free to greet the people, free to receive their respect and their adulation.
Now, did you hear that? He says, now listen, from now on, remember that as a bishop, you carry the shepherd's staff or the crozier in your left hand. You carry the Bible in your right hand, but try to keep your right hand free, so that you can greet the people, so that with your right hand you can bless them, but also so that you can receive so that you can receive their respect and adulation. I want you to focus on the word adulation. A-D-U-L-A-T-I-O-N, adulation. Here it is again.
And the two young men on either side, they are his sons. These are his armor bearers. I give you the shepherd's staff in your left hand. In your left hand. The only thing you hold in your right hand is the word of God, but you keep your right hand free to bless and free to greet the people, free to receive their respect and their adulation.
You keep that right hand free. That's the right hand that has the ring, so that you can receive their respect and their adulation. Once again, I go to the Oxford Thesaurus. What does adulation mean? Another word for adulation is their praise. Another word for adulation is admiration. Adoration. Listen, admiration, like when you admire someone, but then adoration, like you adore someone. Another word for adulation is glorification. When they glorify you, when they praise you, when they venerate you, when they reverence you, when they worship you, when they idolize you. I'm just going down the line here in the Oxford Thesaurus, because I'm a student of words. He says that you may receive the people's adulation. Well, what does adulation mean? It means their praise. Well, you're supposed to give your praise to God. You're only to adore Christ. So adulation is adoration, admiration, glorification, veneration, reverence, worship, idolization. So in other words, these men have become idols, and they're receiving the idolization of people. People are clapping. They don't even understand what it is that Jay Delano Ellis is saying. He's saying, keep that right hand free. People are going to kiss that ring. When they kiss the ring, receive their respect and their adulation. What is adulation? Worship. That's what the Oxford Thesaurus tells us that adulation is. It's people, you are to receive their worship. But aren't we supposed to worship God? Aren't we supposed to worship the Lord? I mean, when we have praise and worship in the church, who is the praise for? For God. Who is the worship for? For God. When I enter into church on Sunday morning, and the praise team and the worship team leads us into praise and worship, it is not that they're leading us into praise and worship of the bishop. They're leading us into praise and worship of God. But yet Jay Delano Ellis has brought in paganism. You are to give the bishop his adulation as he walks around as an idol, as a Nehushtan, if you will, as a Nehushtan of flesh and blood. As he walks around with his shepherd's staff in his left hand, and he's got his right hand free because his adjutant is carrying his Bible. So he's got his right hand free so that when he extends his right hand, when he extends it, you are to bow and you're to kiss that ring that represents paganism, which represents collegiality, the body, the fraternity of pagan priests, with the Pope being the Pontifex Maximus. That's right, my brothers and sisters. That's right. So again, he says, listen, young bishop, You hold on to that staff in your left hand, but keep your right hand free, that when you come up to the people as you're passing them by, as the Pope does, and people grab the Pope's hand and they kiss the Pope's hand, you do that. Because we're in the same college with the Pope. He's the Pontifex Maximus. Okay. Now let me take you to another audio. This one is the consecration of Bishop Jackie McCullough. Consecration, it's really Simply Sacred. And this is another one that they've taken off of YouTube. Simply Sacred, Jackie McCullough. Okay. Now, folks, listen, I'm not a hater. J. Delano Ellis is a hater. I'm not a hater. I'm a lover. I love souls. I'm trying to warn these people who have allowed themselves to be duped. Here's this audio entitled Simply Sacred. And since this is a new one that they've made and they've hidden, I'm going to try to find it. Because I used to know where it was at. I had it documented, but they took the original video off and they slipped in this one. Okay, so let me see if I can find it here. And, okay, let's see where we are. Okay, let's see if it's here. Okay, let's listen to this.
And so now we have consecrated you a bishop in God's holy church. And all the people shout amen.
Working at Trade Winds Education Center is both challenging and...
All right, we got a commercial, so we just got to bear with the commercial. But it's coming up. Listen to this. Come on. All of these embedded commercials. Let's go.
And all the people shout amen. May I have some adjutant brothers to move this first. The kneeler. Bishops, stand back, or you can go back to your places so that the people can see the vesture.
Hallelujah.
You know, that's too close for us.
All right, well, now we're going to move it ahead because I don't want to listen to all this baloney here. Let's see if I can get it to the place where I need to get it.
1015 AD. Sigillum Episcopus, meaning the seal of Bishop Jacqueline McCullough. She has the shepherd's staff, the dove with the olive branch, the word of God uppermost on her crest, and the cross of Christ's crucifixion. To the right of her crest is my coat of arms as her chief consecrator. And so, in a strange way, my sister, who is the daughter of McKinley, has also become my daughter in episcopacy. And I don't give my coat of arms to everybody. I got two people I gave them to. I asked for them back, but they won't give them back to me. God forbid that I should glory in anything except the cross of Jesus Christ. This cross made of precious gold, it's not pretty, is symbolic. Her chain is worn in her left breast pocket, in a suit, on a vestment. It's worn exposed. But it's not something to be just admired.
They have so many commercials embedded in this video. We'll get through it shortly. All right, here it is. Here's another embedded commercial. Goodness gracious. Either way, she's got all that stuff. He's giving her all that stuff. How about giving her a brain?
It's worn exposed. But it's not something to be just admired. The chain means she's a prisoner. Your sentence is life. You can never get out.
What a clown. What a clown. This guy's a clown. She's a prisoner. Prisoner of what? What is she a prisoner of? Of nothing. She's in a club. She's in a fraternity. She's in an association where the people on top enslave the people on the bottom. What are you talking about, you clown?
Her ring.
Now, this is the key part now. Don't miss this. This is the ring now. This is the ring.
A symbol of government and collegiality with her fellow bishops. She is one among all of us. This is her ring, symbol of authority. And we respect her, truthfully. You don't really grab a bishop and hug a bishop. Put it on. Get it on. You get it on. Okay. You respect a bishop by saluting her ring. That's your way of saying, I honor you. You don't just reach your hand out to shake hands with a bishop. You let a bishop extend his or her hand first.
Peace, Bishop.
Ah. Oh, I didn't know that. Just read him. How you be? Put your hand down and just speak.
Amen.
And, you know, gentlemen with class know when she extends her hand with that ring, we just simply salute her by kissing the ring. We ain't got to hug her and squeeze her and bang her into us. Don't do that. She's a bishop. She's a bishop.
A pagan bishop. Paganism. That's what this is. You are kissing a 21st century version of Baal. Look it up, saints. Baal means Lord. All of these bishops think that they're little lords. They belong to this Lord fraternity. They're little antichrist. That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. You can't hug a bishop. Oh, no. Did you ever hear Jesus tell the people, don't hug me? Did you ever hear Peter and Paul tell the people, don't hug me? You know, in Acts 20, when Paul said goodbye to the Ephesian elders and to the leaders of the Ephesian church, and he told them that they would never see his face again, the Bible says they threw themselves on him, on his neck, and began to weep and hold on to him. Oh, but not according to J. Delano Ellis. No, you have to wait for Paul to stick his hand out so that you can salute his ring. Paganism. 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 And all these bishops are receiving adulation. They're receiving veneration. They're receiving worship. It's not just what the ring means. It's not just not what the ring means, but what people are supposed to do with the ring that really matters. That really matters. My brothers and sisters, you need to get my book, Jackass Church Bishops. When you read that, then ask me for the book. Ask me for the book, Nehushtan Church Bishops. My brothers and sisters, Nehushtan Church Bishops is 16 chapters long. You're going to love the book. In fact, those who have already read Nehushtan Church Bishops tell me, hands down, that they love it more than Jackass Church Bishop. I don't know why. I don't know. Personally, for me, my favorite is Jackass Church Bishops, but people tell me, oh, no. You really outdid yourself when you wrote Nehushtan Church Bishops. So, my brothers and sisters, start reading the books. Email me, ask me for the books. I want to send you the books right now. So email me at freechurchbooks@gmail.com. Tune in tomorrow as I will be doing broadcast number 11 in this series as we break down the audio, forensically break down the audio of the consecration of Bishop Lobotomized Scale. Love you much in Jesus. Until tomorrow, God bless you.